For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. It's our noontime news on a Wednesday, second day of Farm Fest. We find ourselves in this new building, which I haven't seen before. Ashley Coles joining us, Executive Director with the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. Ashley, talk about this building. What a great addition to the grounds here at Farm Fest.
Yeah, we're excited about our new building, and it kind of kicks off our 25th year here serving roast beef sandwiches at Farm Fest. And we wanted to do something big, right? So why not build a building? No, it's actually been a goal of the guys who've been working at Farm Fest since the very beginning, have a permanent structure here at the Gill Fillin, and it just worked out for us. When it came to dollars and cents of building a building versus continuing to rent a tent, it was actually cheaper for us to build this building. And it's also fun to be able to feed people beef in a barn that's built for finishing beef, right? So it's kind of a fun nod to the Cattlemen's Association.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, and you don't serve, you know, 20 to 40 to 60 people. You're by the hundreds. That's kind of how you count, and evident yesterday. You guys had a big day yesterday.
We did. So we had a record first day yesterday, so we served just a freckle over 1,800 people here through the barn, and we like to joke, so if we were going to build this barn at your farm, Joe, you could finish 70 head of cattle in here, and we're hoping to feed over 4,000 humans in here over the 3 days of Farm Fest. So we're pretty efficient when it comes to feeding humans in here. Maybe not as much if we could only feed 70 head, but we're pretty excited.
So who's serving the sandwiches? Is it board members? Is it association members? Who's all here on hand?
You know, that's a great question, and I like to talk about the people who come out here every year. So the State Cattlemen's Association has 23 local affiliates. These are county and regional affiliates around the state that make up our grassroots of our association. And depending on the day of Farm Fest, each association sends about 5 to 10 people here to help serve, you know, roast beef sandwiches. So it's fun to pair different associations from different parts of the state. And it's the same groups that come together every year, and they've built friendships, and they actually have a lot of fun. If you come in here, you're going to see people laughing and smiling and having a good time while they're serving roast beef sandwiches. And they're efficient, right? They've gotten really good at it. So yesterday, we were clocking a roast beef sandwich going down the line every 6 seconds. So they pump them out. So if you walk past the cattleman's barn and you see lines, you won't be waiting in line very long.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great atmosphere, too, where you can have a little conversation alongside. And this year, a big political year here at Farm Fest. What are one or two things that you guys are making sure you bring up?
Yeah, so you mentioned it right on the head. You know, it's a political year, and there's a lot of political forums, and we're right outside the Wix building, and we're pretty happy that every single candidate or legislator that was on the stage yesterday came over and had a beef sandwich with us. So not only are they saying good things on stage, they're eating good food, right, promoting beef. But so I guess a few things that we're focusing on right now for the Cattlemen's Association, on a state level, we're always talking about water quality. It seems to kind of be the buzz all the time. We're reminding people that the ditch mowing legislation that they kicked down, you know, another year, kicked down the road another year, is something that we're still thinking about. It's not going to go away. A year from now, we're hoping that we could say, yay, we got rid of that silly thing. As far as the national level, you know, we're talking to our folks that are out here from D.C. about the Farm Bill and making sure that the conservation title is strong, and that there is opportunity for more grazing as a meaningful management practice for CRP. We're also talking about making sure the AMS, or the Ag Marketing Service, is funded, because beef exports are important to us. They account for about $381 for every animal. So that's a big number. So making sure that they have the resources they need to help us to continue to promote beef overseas. And then finally, the foot and mouth vaccine bank within the Farm Bill is actually probably priority number one for us.
And well, finally, Ashley, too, I like to tell farmers and ranchers, it's not a one-shot-and-done sort of thing for you guys. You're cultivating these relationships all year long. How do you guys do that during the year?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a goal of our board, and it's a personal goal of mine as the exec of this association, to get every single person that we have in Washington, D.C. that's been elected to office on a farm at least once throughout the summer. So typically that happens over August recess, but there are other parts throughout the summer when we get them out on farms. And so it's fun to have them connect with different cattlemen every year, but it's also fun to have them get their boots dirty, right? So sometimes it happens at summer tour, but sometimes it's a special trip when they're out, and we make connections with them. You know, I talk to all these offices at least once a week, so just keeping tabs on where they're at and what their schedule is, I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's something that we make a high priority.
One final thing we have to touch on is your 5-year-old, almost 6-year-old cattle feeder. He's got a big event coming up in Iowa, is that right?
Yeah, so for those who pay attention to the pork checkoff right there, there was a video that came out of a 6-year-old pig farmer, you know, just talking about the good things that pig farmers do. And at the request of hundreds of cattle producers from across the country, that the 5-year-old cattle feeder should also be featured in a similar video. So that's in the works now. They've shot footage for that video. And the next step of that is that the 5-year-old cattle feeder is going to head down and meet up with Barrett and his family. And he's never been in a pig barn, so he doesn't really know how pigs are raised. We don't have pigs at our place. So he's pretty excited to connect with Barrett and have Barrett take him through their pig barn. And then sometime this fall, they're going to come up and tour the feedlot. The 5-year-old cattle feeder will give the 6-year-old, well, I guess Bennett will be 6 then, we'll give the 6-year-old pig farmer a tour of the feedlot. So it's kind of fun to be able to tell the story of agriculture through the eyes of a 5- and 6-year-old. I mean, how the way they think about things, the way they explain things is so simple, and it'd be nice sometimes if we could take a few steps back when we're talking to consumers and explain things in a way that everybody understands. You know, we have our way of talking, and we talk in either bumper sticker or acronyms a lot of times, and it's hard for consumers to connect with that. So we need to think about that. If we can explain it to our kids, or if we can explain it to consumers in a way that they can understand, we're going to be light years ahead.
Ashley Cole's joining us here on Noontime News here on Chasm Radio from FarmFest. We'll have additional coverage here as the day wears on and the week continues as well. From the Minnesota State Cattlemen's new barn here at FarmFest, I'm Joe Gill.